It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 8. And so please open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 8. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and so that you can follow along as we read Joshua chapter 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai, and her king, as thou didst unto Jericho, and her king. Only the spoil thereof, and the cattle thereof, shall ye take of a prey unto yourselves, lay thee on ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose, and all the people of war, to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 men, mighty men of valor, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, I shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go to the very far from the city, go not far, not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach into the city, and it shall come to pass, when they come out against us as at the first, that we may flee before them. For they were come out after us till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, They flee before us as at the first. Therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush, seize unto the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it unto your hand. And it shall be, when ye have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. All the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh, and came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men, and set them to lie in ambush before Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. When they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north side of the city, there liers to in wait on the west side of the city, Joshua went that night unto the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they wasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he was not that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua, and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. The Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thy hand towards Ai, for I will give it unto thy hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand towards the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city, and took it, and hastened, and set the city on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up in heaven, to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back unto the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side, some on that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai, they took alive, and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness, wherein they chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. So it was that all that fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. And Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai, and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun went down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and rise thereon a great heap of stones that remembereth unto this day. We're going to stop with that reading there, and we're going to begin with prayer. So please that you follow along with me in prayer, praying unto the Lord that he will give us wisdom and direction as we study his precious word. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please that you just guide and lead us, and please that you will strengthen us, that we'll know your will and know your way. I ask that there be no one that's listening today that does not know you as their Savior. If they have not come to your Son, the Lord Jesus, and invited him into their hearts, and please, dear Lord, that they recognize they were lost, they needed a Savior, and the only Savior is you, dear Jesus. Please that no one misses, no one does not see the plan of salvation and accept it. We must have a relationship, a personal relationship with your Son, the Lord Jesus, and you will give us that. And not only give us a personal relationship, but also the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will come and live within our hearts. Dear Father, it's a wonderful, wonderful day to be a believer in Jesus Christ, to have your hope and your strength and your wisdom. But Father, if you do not know Jesus, if you do not know your Son, dear Father, as Lord and Master of your life and Savior of your life, you have no hope. They have no hope, dear Father. So please, today, please, that they accept you as their Savior and come. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Book of Joshua. What a wonderful study. We have witnessed, we have watched here as we see the power of God. We need to look at a couple of things here, because, see, they went about to take Ai once before. And when they did, they were defeated. They were defeated because there was one man did not listen to the commands of God, did not listen to the Word of God. They just didn't pay attention, didn't think it would matter, I suppose. And so this man was named Achan, and we find him in verse 21 as he explains to Joshua why he did it. And let's look at his reasoning and see if that wouldn't kind of fall into something that we might do. When I saw among the spoils of goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hidden. They are hid in the earth, in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Joshua sent messengers over, found it to be true. And so, what was the problem that Achan had? Achan saw this wealth. He saw all these things, and that was more important than anything. And don't we see that today? It doesn't matter of anything. Nobody matters. God doesn't matter. Nothing matters when we focus on things and stuff that we want. And that's so sad, because many times we forsake our God. We hurt people. We don't mean to, but we're just so focused on what we're doing. And that's more important than anything. And so it's just sad. We see it very evident today. Well, Achan decided to do it, and instead of Achan just losing fellowship with the Lord, Achan lost his life. Not only Achan, but all of his family. They took his sons. We find here in the 24th verse, it says, Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And the trouble was that they went up against Ai, and Ai beat them down, killed some folks, and they come back defeated. And Joshua says, "Why? Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned them with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord returned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Now, as we look at this, and Achor, I don't know for sure how to pronounce that, but as we look at this, we see that the Lord gave a command, specifically gave a command not to. And whoever would get of the accursed thing, which was anything, everything, the gold, silver, those things were to go into the treasury of God, unto his house. Specifically, that was stated. But Achan decided not to. What did Achan lose? Achan lost everything. Achan lost the silver, the garments, the gold, sons, daughters, oxen, asses, sheep, everything, and his tent, all that he had. They brought everything to the valley, and all was destroyed, and they stoned him to death. So you see, what happens? What happens when we choose not to listen to the Lord? And we do it all the time. What a sad, sad day it is. But I wanted to kind of review that just a little bit so you could remember what had happened. All right, now Israel is back. They took Jericho with great power and strength of the Lord. They had very little to do with it. They just kept circling it, and then they the horns blew and the shouts came and the walls fell down, and they went in and killed all the inhabitants, everybody except for the ones that God spoke of that day that was going to protect him, be protected. You know, we know that Rahab and her household, whoever was in that house, she listened, she trusted the Lord, she was kept safe. Everybody else was lost. Well, they just turned right back around, went up against this little town of Ai, just a few thousand occupants, small little town, small little community, not going to take too many. Just take a few numbers, go up and destroy them, and then it'll be over with. It'll just be that simple. So let's just do that. Let's take care of that. Not a big problem. Well, they found a big problem because they had done it their own time and their own way. And when we do it our own time and our own way, why, you find that defeat is certain. We know that it's just not going to turn out to our benefit. And Joshua didn't think about it. Israel didn't think about it. They just went up to take Ai and came back defeated. Well, when they came back defeated, you think about the condition. Now, wait a minute here. I thought that we were going to be able to, you know, just go in and take these people. What's happened? Well, they forgot somebody. It doesn't make any mention that they inquire of the Lord. Lord, we're going to go. Ai is next. Is that where you want us to go? Is that what you want us to take? Are we prepared? Will you go before us, dear Lord? We're going to lift you up and praise you and honor you. And so please that it come so we can come and take this now. And so it is so important that we do that. And so we find that that's what was put into place. But they forgot to ask. And when they forgot to ask, they came back defeated. Well, here they sit. The Lord said unto Joshua, "Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai." There's a couple things here I want you to look at before we go any further. Fear not, be not dismayed. I am one that underlines many times scripture verses, words. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I know that you've been beaten by Ai. But listen, we have dealt with the problem. Achan was the problem. We have taken care of that. Now I'm ready to show you my power again. Now, was that a proof of what happens through disobedience? Most definitely. Fear not. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed means do not be discouraged. Yes, you were defeated, but you were defeated for a reason, because a man in the camp was disobedient, and when he was disobedient and you didn't question it, you just went on about your business. You didn't ask me, didn't talk to me, the Lord is saying, and so here's what you have. You were defeated. But please, don't be discouraged, don't be afraid. It's time. Arise, and that word arise there says, so he tells him to get going, take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. Arise there in the center of the first verse of chapter 8 is to, I'm going to make something good. So get up, we're going to accomplish something. And so arise, that really brings in a lot of things arise, go up to Ai. So we're going to accomplish something here, and so let's get about this business. So not only to get up, but also to make good, to accomplish. And I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai. I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai. Now this is very important to see and to realize that who is giving Ai. I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai. Who has? God has. Who gives the victory? God gives the victory. Who gives us wisdom? God gives us wisdom. Who gives us knowledge? God gives us knowledge. You can go to the finest schools in all the world, and you can be a lifelong student. But if you do not trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and seek the will and the power of God, you will be a failure. Oh, in the world's eyes, you may be the greatest scientist, the greatest doctor, the greatest lawyer. You may be the greatest teacher. You may do wonderful things, but you are going to lack something so important. You're going to lack hope. You're going to lack the promise of salvation, and you're going to lack real wisdom. You may have an awful lot of knowledge, but you got no wisdom. And so I ask today that you look unto the Lord and trust in Him, that he will save you, come by faith, and then that He will give you these victories. The men of Ai were expecting, as they come up, something much similar to what happened the first time. Let's kind of cover that just a little bit here, because verse 2, "Thou shalt do to Ai and to her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it." Verse 2 there, that something has changed. In Jericho, they were told to take nothing. You see, God's a wonderful God. God's a God that wants to bless us. He wants to. And so we need to understand that just to be obedient. One time He said no at Jericho. He wanted to find out, are you going to be obedient? And then that was the first time. Well, when He found them not to be obedient, you would have thought that He would have done the same thing the second time here at Ai, but He didn't. At Ai, He said, all the goods are yours. The spoil will be yours. The first in Jericho, no, don't touch it. He wants obedience, and then He wants to bless. Only one man was disobedient. He blessed. That one man's gone. He blessed those that were obedient, didn't He? Yes, we had the defeat first of Ai, but then here's going to come the victory. Joshua rose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. He commanded them, saying, "Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. I and all the people that are with me will approach into the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out against us to the first, as the first, that we will flee before them. And they will come out after us, and we're going to draw them all out." Are you getting the picture here of what God's got in mind? All right, here's what's going to happen. He puts a group behind. And then Joshua and the elders, as it says a little later here, and a group went to the city. Well, that city, the people of the city, looked at these folks and thought, what is the matter with you? We've beaten you once. Are you going to be that foolish that you're going to come up against us again? And so they just come right back out. And immediately then Joshua and that group begin to flee, as they did the first time. Well, what happened? It brought all the people of Ai out, and even speaks of Bethel, too. And Joshua there, we're got to jump clear down here to verse 9. "Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, and he and the elders of Israel before to the people to Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai, and he took about 5,000 men, set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people even all the host that was on the north side of the city, there lies in wait on the west side of the city. Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hastened and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he wots not that there were lies an ambush against him behind the city. So Joshua and all Israel made as if it were they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. Verse 15 says, all the people, verse 16, were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out the spear from that is in thy hand towards Ai, for I will give it unto thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand towards the city, and the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it, and hastened after, and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way, and the people that fled to the wilderness turned back unto the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them, so that were in the midst of Israel, some of this side and some of that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. And then the king of Ai in verse 23. As we look at what has taken place now, God's plan. They followed after God's plan, and God's plan gave them victory. Isn't it wonderful? God's plan gave them victory. And we need to do the same. We need to follow God's plan if you want the victory. And this simple little area here, we find that 12,000, even all the men of Ai, fell that day. And so God planned it. God set it up. God used the first failure to be a success the second time because he pulled everybody out. They could have taken it the first time. If Joshua and the elders would have went before God and says, God, okay, now, do you want us to take Ai? Is that next? Give us your will and your instruction. Because at that time, God would have said, there's sin in the camp. You search it out, and I will show you who it is. You get rid of that, then I'll give you the victory of Ai. They would have went after Achan right off the bat. But instead of that, they didn't seem to ask. They seem to immediately go up on their own power and strength. And we do that. We do that. Only the time when things are going rough, difficult, having a terrible time, that's when we seem to turn to him. But when everything is going fairly smooth, it seems that we don't pay any attention unto the Lord. We just kind of do our own thing until we fail. And then upon the failure, then we say, God, what's the matter? And God says, what's the matter is you left me. You left me. You know, it's so important, and we're going to start with this king of Ai next because they're going to take him alive. So we'll deal with that next time. But as we look at each day of our lives, we need to recognize God is the one that's in control. God is the one that knows today and tomorrow. And he is the one we need to seek and to follow after. He is the one that we need to learn from. He's the one that needs to teach us. He is the great teacher. We find that in Job, as in the 37th chapter, I believe, 36 or 37, where we are told that Elihu, speaking to Job and his friend, says, God is the greatest teacher. And we need to know and understand that. He is the only Savior as well. My dear friend, you need to trust in Jesus. Come to the cross. Come by faith today and believe in Jesus as your Savior. He died for you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?